We've already seen over £60 million worth of cuts over the last 4 years. The pressure on staff is immense. We've already seen frontline services suffering. Posts have not been filled. We have had redundancies. There's been less staff coping with a greater demand. So staff are much, much more stretched. We're having higher levels of stress, pressure on people. And, you know, I don't believe there's any way that we can continue to, you know, frontline services clearly will be affected by these cuts. It will have a big impact on the services to vulnerable people in this city.
And generally, people all over, even if they're not using health services, I guess are going to lose out in some way.
Well, absolutely. And if you look at a good example is the youth service. I mean, that's an area which, you know, does a lot of preventative work. It's very important that youngsters get picked up early if they're getting into difficulties and diverted. Actually, it saves the criminal justice system, it saves the police, it saves you know, members of the public, you know, with having difficulties with antisocial behaviour. So you see those services being reduced, the knock-on effects are serious to people. There's a lot of preventative work which has already been squeezed back by previous year's worth of cuts. We can't afford to keep seeing these cuts stopping our excellent preventative work that has been going on in the city.
And for people in Portsmouth, they see these headline figures of we've got to save such and such million. Do you think it touches a lot of people, most people in the city? Is it in some way?
I think it does. I think the figures themselves become, you know, right, people get used to that, millions and millions of pounds worth of cuts. I think that does turn to sort of, you know, people, you know, don't see from the figures the impact, but I think they do see from the city. They see that the city's already had lost, you know, job losses. There's a great deal of poverty in the city, the pressure on services, and I suspect people find, you know, they don't, you know, get as quick a response, for example, just to things when they need help from the council.
They say it's to cut the deficit. So they're stopping the spending. Isn't this the way to deal with it?
Well, there's all sorts of other ways to save on spending. I could make plenty of suggestions around that. I would question, for example, replacement of Trident missiles. I would question the tax system. And I think, you know, there is a lot of scope for taxing the more well-off in society to, you know, reduce the need for cutting, you know, frontline public services. And we've seen year after cuts, you know, of cuts. And the impact is cumulative. The pressure that, you know, members of Unison are working under is immense at the moment. Day in, day out, we have people coming with stress, pressure, feeling physically sick at work, but feeling they can't go off sick because of their being monitored and being scrutinised. It's an immense pressure, and these cuts will only intensify that pressure on staff.